Good morning.
Good morning, Elias. Good morning, my dear friend. Good morning.
And what shall we discuss, and what are you accomplishing?
Okay. Well, it's been an interesting period of moving through the circumstances of life, which I have generated deliberately, like a court case, for instance, 3 days this week, and have been able to look at the whole experience in terms of how the history of 2 or 3 years and difficulties and muddiness, literally clay on a well, came to a head, and how I went through it where, I was aware that I brought in many other levels of my personal pain or history, then feelings, into the actual situation. And I was able to go through it at the end fairly comfortably for somebody like me. I still have a little residual.
And what did you identify in the then feelings?
The inability for me to speak my truth, because I was scolded by a teacher once for standing up in front of a group and talking. I've been in court cases before where I've been stifled and I lost, and it's painful and frightening and scary. And all of that came up again, all this residual, and then I had surgery all through the neck. And the expression of my truth, I always felt, was thwarted, and there was a lot of anger around that through life. And now, I developed at the end of the whole court case just a slight sore throat. And with the help of a friend, we identified, a little sore throat, a pattern, Sandra. And then, whoosh, this whole block of then feelings became very apparent. And I realized I had chosen to go through this a little differently and not create a terrible, violent reaction to the whole event. So it felt different and good. And I was I couched the event in not whether I won or lost in my position, but how loving and cooperative people were that came forth to assist me. So the whole event had a whole different tone. This is before the event ended. I thanked my ex-husband, with whom I had a lot of animosity and difficulty in life. And I really love him now. It's not like I love him like I want to marry him again, but I appreciate him. And there was a yes quality to everything. Yes, I chose to go through with this. I chose to have this experience. But I also chose to address it in an entirely different way.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was excellent. It was quite excellent.
Congratulations.
Thank you again. It's always wonderful to get a congratulation.
That is a tremendous accomplishment.
It was for me. To see the cooperation and beauty. So I manipulated the event on my terms to work for me, rather than feel like the victim of the courts and the system and my beliefs and even my baggage or my then feelings, which can color.
Oh. Very much so.
So this was good. Thank you. Now, I just had a few quick questions I want to get. That was this week's activities. But for Ina, I wanted to ask one question right away. Her mom passed away yesterday, 12:15. And she was streaming you live yesterday. And she just wanted to know if her mom was all right.
Yes.
Okay. She felt her mom had been liberated. And if you could describe her mom's condition at this time.
Now, understand this is an in-between period.
Yes.
Therefore, in your terms and in your reality,
yes,
it translates to approximately 2 weeks before the individual actually blinks into non-physical. Therefore, the energy of the individual remains within your physical reality. The body consciousness is disengaged, but the individual's energy remains within your physical reality for approximately that amount of time. And therefore, may not be unusual, although not everyone experiences this. It is not unusual that she may experience periodically moments in which she may feel her mother's presence very strongly.
Okay.
Almost the same as she would notice if her mother was physically interacting.
Okay.
For the energy is here. And therefore that presence remains in your physical reality. And it would not be unusual for her to experience that or to perhaps walk through a room and look as if she would see her standing in that room. The energy is that strong, for it has not moved yet to non-physical. That is a process, and that is an action that in physical time requires some time. Now, for her, it is experienced literally as a blink. Therefore, although her energy remains within your physical reality, it is somewhat benign.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is no object of awareness with it at all. In that blink, in the process of that blink, momentarily, in order to disconnect from the body consciousness, the objective awareness, in a manner of speaking, is turned off temporarily. It turns on again once the individual blinks into non-physical temporarily.
And then she will recreate some of the imagery.
Yes.
And then?
Most of it.
Okay. Okay. And then?
None of the imagery that led to or was involved in relation to her death.
Okay.
Therefore, if she was uncomfortable, if she was ill, if she was manifesting some physical action that led to her disengaging, none of that will be included in her expression of objective,
yes,
imagery. What also alters is age factor.
Right.
Therefore, her age will not be what her age was chronologically.
Right, right.
Other than that, and fear.
Yes.
All of her imagery will be the same.
Right. Okay, excellent.
But in this present time framework, she's blinked out. And therefore, there is no objective awareness. And with no objective awareness. The energy is present, but it is not focused. It is very present, but it is not focused, and therefore there is no actual awareness of environment or surroundings or other energies. This is the reason that an individual may present a question to myself in relation to an individual's death and express, did this individual die? Or, did this individual disengage? And if it is within that 2-week time period, I may express no.
Okay.
For their energy remains within your physical reality.
Yes,
they have not actually
right.
disengaged
right.
this reality
right,
yet.
Right.
They have merely separated from the body consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, they have not blinked in to non-physical yet, which is the state that she is in now.
Thank you. I know she'll appreciate that. The state of non-physical, which you talk about, is that equivalent to astral, our astral world, or is that a completely different?
No, very different.
Can you differentiate?
For in that, you create all of this physical world
yes.
and this physical universe
yes.
through your objective awareness and the tool of perception.
Yes, yes.
Within consciousness, outside physical reality, there is no need or necessity of objective awareness or perception. There is no perception. Astral projection is an objective action
uh-huh.
in which you are projecting your objective awareness and most of your subjective awareness away from the physical body consciousness. And as you are incorporating almost all of both awarenesses, you create a type of form.
Yes.
You create another form of yourself, which is almost physical, not entirely, for you do, in a manner of speaking, leave a part of your subjective awareness with your body consciousness
yes.
to maintain it.
Yes, yes.
To maintain its
yes,
function.
Yes, yes.
But with that much energy and awareness being projected away from the body consciousness, you have the ability to create another form which is almost as solid as your initial form, your physical form. Now, when you disengage and when you blink in to non-physical consciousness, you have not shed the objective awareness yet. Therefore, what these individuals do temporarily is they generate objective imagery that is equally as solid as this reality that you perceive.
These are the people who have disengaged.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Temporarily.
Unbelievable.
They are creating
I hear you.
A mirror image of the reality that they are accustomed to. They do not remember their death, and therefore they blink and they do not remember what led to their death. They do not remember their death. They do not remember dying. And their reality appears to be entirely uninterrupted.
I hear you.
And they proceed in the manner of their reality being entirely uninterrupted. In that, the difference is twofold. The difference is that they are creating all of that reality entirely by themselves. Meaning, they are no longer interacting with all of the energies of all the other individuals. They are creating the images, therefore, actual solid physical forms of all the individuals that they were aware of within physical focus, including any individuals that exist in their periphery, the clerk at a store, the attendant at a fueling station, it matters not. Every image that they engaged within physical focus, they recreate in this elaborate, very complex expression of imagery temporarily. Now, the factor that they are creating all of that themselves, and there is no actual interaction of any other individual, initially does not seem strange to them. And initially, they do not notice. For they will express themselves and engage their day in the same manner that they were within physical focus. And if you remember from yesterday, our conversation, at one point I expressed, you all do this, in which your perception is colored by what is important to you. And therefore, that also influences and colors what you hear and what you see. Therefore, initially, it does not seem strange to individuals that they may be interacting with an image, and that image may not necessarily be actually interacting with them.
Right.
In a genuine manner. They are perceiving it to interact with them precisely in the manner that they expect.
Exactly.
And that is important to them. Therefore, it does not seem strange. Eventually, it begins to become a question, and they begin to wonder, for they begin to notice that their interactions with other individuals are too consistent. They are never surprising. They are always what they expect. And they begin to notice the holes.
This is amazing. What exactly are you referring to? The energy of their imagery splits open?
No. Within this time period.
Yes.
This is the other difference of their physical imagery from the physical imagery that you see within actual physical focus. You look around a room.
Yeah.
You see all the manifestations within the room. You do not see a hole in the floor.
No.
You do not see a hole in the ceiling. You do not see a hole in the wall.
No.
And I'm not speaking of a hole that has been punched into a wall, or a hole that has been generated in the ceiling by damage.
No.
Or a hole in the floor that has been generated by damage. But a smooth, symmetrical hole that you cannot see through. It is merely a black hole. Initially, they do not notice those, but they exist. There are holes in their imagery, in their reality. These holes are present, for they are not disconnected from physical reality. They are continuing to project energy in relation to people that they want to be interactive with, and they are continuing to receive energy from people that are projecting energy to them. They receive that. They think initially that that energy or that expression is coming from the image of the individual.
Yes, yes.
Eventually they begin to notice that that energy is actually emanating from one of these holes, not from the image.
Oh.
Therefore, they begin to notice, as a hypothetical example, the individual may be sitting at their breakfast table, and across from them, they may be engaging a family member at their breakfast table, and they are enjoying their breakfast, and they are engaging a conversation, and they are speaking, and the other individual, or the image of the other individual, is not necessarily entirely responsive, but they are generating a behavior that the individual expects them to. Now, let us say that in that time framework, an actual individual within physical focus, perhaps a son or daughter or a spouse, is thinking about them and is projecting energy to them and is feeling love or compassion or even longing. And let us say that there is a hole in the floor right beside the individual's chair that they're sitting in their imagery. They're sitting in a chair. And and they are conversing with this individual, and they suddenly notice that the energy of that individual, they feel it from this hole. Mm. Therefore, they feel the individual, but the individual is in the hole. But the individual is sitting across from them. Okay. Then they begin to question. Then it begins to spark their curiosity. And they begin to attempt to feel the individual through the image that they see. But they continue to feel the energy from the whole. Then they begin to become very curious about the holes. Then they begin to notice all of the holes around them.
Ah.
For there are many.
Yes.
They were not seeing them previously.
Yes.
They begin to notice
right.
all of these holes that are in unusual places in their imagery, and they begin investigating them, and as they approach each one, they can feel a different energy being projected through that hole. Now remember, this is what you would term to be a black hole. They cannot see through it. There is no image that they can see.
I understand.
They only see black.
Okay.
But they can feel the energy moving through it. And that prompts them to begin questioning more and more. And in that, what generally occurs is that the individual, in their curiosity and in their wondering, will begin questioning and perhaps express a wish. I wish this would occur, or I wish I had this, or I wish I was in a different position, and it will immediately occur.
Uh-huh.
And that will shock them.
Yeah.
That will surprise them. But that sparks the curiosity more. And in that, when they notice that their imagery immediately changes, merely from an intention, that their physical imagery changes, then they begin to experiment. Then they automatically are curious and they begin wishing.
A lot of wishing.
Yes. And their imagery changes and changes and changes. And that is quite interesting and fun.
Awesome.
And in that, that is what generally leads them to remembering their death.
Now,
and then they know.
Okay, now you know you have died.
Yes.
Where do you...
But it is not bothersome to them.
Okay.
For they already see...
Yes.
...that they continue.
Yes.
That they are continuing imagery, that they can manipulate, that this is interesting, amusing, entertaining, fun, and in that they have already adjusted
yes.
to that this non-physical expression.
At that point, which is in a non-time state, we'll say, what is the next step? In other words, I know there's no sequential process, there's this kind of spontaneous emission of all these focuses into many dimensions and realms, and yet we hear that there are helpers that come in and assist them to do things, and then, or they decide at that point they're going to reemerge in the physical. So, but that's not what's happening there, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that
now
they might perhaps create imagery of helpers, but
no,
they don't. They just are going through this process alone. Okay.
There are two factors in this. One, within a brief time framework, at the moment of choice of death, that moment can be elongated. Therefore, an individual can, in that, also be in a different in-between, in which they have not actually chosen to continue or to disengage. An individual can maintain that state for less than 1 hour. Beyond 1 hour, the body consciousness will not maintain without that instruction.
Okay.
And this is different from an expression of what you identify as an unconscious state. An unconscious state is different from a coma, and this state in between is different from unconscious. Unconscious, in your terms, you can maintain for a period of hours, but not exceeding 12. But once again, the body consciousness will begin to deteriorate. In this state, it is an in-between state. The individual is not unconscious. The individual is what you classify as dead. For within physical focus, you view it as black and white. You are either alive or you are dead. You classify that state as being dead. It is not. It is an in-between in which the individual is uncertain what their choice will be. Whether they choose to continue within physical focus or whether they choose to disengage. And the reason that that can be elongated in time is that there is no actual pull in either direction. It is genuinely merely a choice. You are very aware of all that is within physical reality, and you are aware of moving outside of that, not necessarily what lies beyond, but of generating a choice to disengage, but neither choice incorporates any more pull than the other. Therefore, for some individuals, it may be so neutral that they are uncertain which direction they want to choose. Generally speaking, in those situations, they will begin creating imagery to aid them. They will either perceive that they are being greeted and encouraged by angels to move with them, or guides, or relatives that are welcoming them into non-physical, or they will generate imagery that they are being told to continue within physical focus, yes, that they incorporate a mission or a purpose in doing so, or that they are unfinished, but they will create their own imagery to help them choose in one direction or the other.
Wow.
Now, in relation to the question of guides or aids, while individuals are creating their object of imagery in that state, there are essences around them continuously. They do not know it, for they are operating with an objective awareness, and therefore that is limiting. And they are not aware of any other essences, for they believe that they are continuing within physical focus, and they are projecting all of the imagery of the individuals that they know.
Right.
There are essences, or even individual focuses, that choose to be aiding individuals in different capacities of the non-physical blink. Allow me to express this clearly to not generate misunderstanding. People do not become stuck.
Okay, fine.
People are not stuck between realities. Therefore, they do not require other individuals or other essences to guide them into heaven or non-physical existence. You automatically move in that direction, and you will automatically move through the steps or the stages, but you are always surrounded by other essences, and there are some situations in which an individual may disengage from a reality. It may not only be your reality, but an individual may disengage from a physical reality. They may move through the steps. They may become fascinated or curious with what they can do in relation to physical realities and how they can manipulate. their manipulation is limited. But they may become consumed with that fascination at times, and they may continue for a significant time framework experimenting with it in the idea that perhaps they can develop it more and move beyond certain barriers and affect physical reality in more and more objective physical capacities, which in your terms can result in some of what you term to be paranormal activity. Not in the manner that you think, but it can occur, in which an individual is, in a manner of speaking, too focused in a physical reality that they are not participating in any longer. In that situation, there are essences that their agenda, their focus of attention, or their direction is specifically to metaphorically intervene and aid in redirecting the individual to a greater benefit than to merely playing with a reality that they cannot actually engage fully. Which, once you disengage from a reality, you do not repeat. Therefore, you do not re-engage it. And if they are not generating any beneficial or constructive action for themselves, there are other essences that will aid them in prompting a redirecting of that energy that will move in a more beneficial manner. But other than that, no. Essences are always present, and there is not a designated group of essences that greet you and usher you into the afterlife, or that prompt you. No. You may generate some of that type of imagery in relation to your own beliefs in that in-between time framework in which you have not necessarily decided yet. But other than that, no, that is not what occurs.
Something interesting happened as you were explaining in the last 5 minutes here. I'm not sure exactly. I just wanted to share with you. It's as if the group of essences that you are, Elias, something came forward energetically in essence, and I felt a tremendous wave of love, and I kind of lost the thread of what we were saying for an instant there, but this tremendous compassion and love and pink, and it's just so beautiful what just happened here with us. I wanted to just share that. I appreciate it.
And I would acknowledge you for noticing. For it is rare that individuals do notice. It occurs frequently, but it is rare that an individual notices.
It's just so beautiful and loving, and thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Oh, that was a beautiful one. I had no idea we would move in that direction, so thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Am I in transition as well?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have I been? Feels long to me, quite long.
Approximately 40, 42 years.
A long period, okay. Along these lines, too, I was in my kitchen once, and it was a birthday party. I'll try to speak a little louder. And I had my daughter on my hip. She was a toddler. I was leaning over to blow out candles, and suddenly the noisy action of a group stopped and froze. Sound froze, people froze, and a voice beyond me, a male voice, said, "You have now reached the halfway point." And I was 44. Then everything clicked back on again, and I continued blowing out candles. I said, "Did anyone hear that?" Nobody even heard what I said. Could you explain what that event was? Was that?
That was you.
That was me speaking to me.
Yes.
So at that moment, a choice was made to disengage at 88. Okay, so at that
moment.
Perhaps. Okay. Now that may change now.
Yes.
Okay. It feels like I'm flexible. My number of focuses perhaps has changed also.
Definitely.
Now the number of focuses, may I ask?
And your impression.
A lot. 1192. I just didn't even think about that.
Add two.
1194? That is amazing. I was at 932. So everything is so plastic and flexible. Amazing. Okay. I'll just let that whole arena move away. Okay. My father's stats, I never asked my dad. He died when I was 13, and I had many experiences around death with him as a child. It was quite traumatic the year before he died, imagining him dying. It was quite an experience in life to go through, you know, the stepdads, the change of location. But I felt a very strong connection to my father in that he transmitted this information before he disengaged. We had an arrangement, I feel like, that he wanted me to know. But can you tell me his stats?
And your impression.
Oh, this is very difficult. I never even gave it any thought. Okay, so I'll just... He felt maybe perhaps Ilda in some manner?
Alignment.
Okay, that's the alignment. And perhaps Sumafi as well?
Belonging.
Sumafi, Ilda. And common.
Yes.
And emotional.
Yes.
Because he was in his world, amazing. Thank you for sharing that. His essence name, could you give me?
Essence name, Bradley.
Bradley, okay. Thank you for
you
sharing
are
that.
Welcome.
It's a big opening. All right. Now I just have some sort of lightweight questions. May I breeze through? Thank you with you. I was going to ask you if Daniel, Natasha, Oba, Anne, and Kathleen, and Ina, and I were all in this medieval period with you and with Michael in, felt like Scotland.
Yes.
Thank you. There's something that's fascinating me about that time period. I've still yet to explore, but I feel like the magic of that time period is now.
I agree.
Okay, great. Speaking of magic, one other quick thing. Do I have a dreamwalker aspect?
Yes.
Okay. Does Marcus also, who I met?
Yes.
Okay. And we shared our experimentation and dream worker activities together through a period of time. He feels so connected in that capacity to me. And I saw him yesterday. We feel this. Okay, marked it. Okay, good. And then I just recently connected with Jean-Francois, who also feels like we've shared focuses, and he has my child.
Yes.
I feel like I'm with my two boys, Adam and... So cute! It immediately flowed from me, this motherly... So interesting. Okay. And they're comfortable. They don't mind. Okay. I also brought some interesting crystals. So everybody's into crystals. And before the whole opening, I have a very large quartz crystal in my living room now, a foot and a half by 8 inches wide. Very large. I've brought it out of the...
That is considerable.
Yes, I brought it out of a storage area. For some reason, you know, intuitionally, I brought it out. And it was right before all our crystal exploration started. So I held on to it, and I started physically moving with the crystal, and I knew it had massive energy. I chose to hold off until after our sessions and talking to you, because so many activities were going on in my life that I had to address in a sort of mundane way. And I just didn't want that exploration. I wanted it to be very pleasant and relaxed. But I did bring some crystals with me.
Very well.
Thank you. And I wanted to either have you feel them or touch them or show them to you, because when we discussed our gold exploration, I applied gold to these Vogel crystals. And I wanted to know if you could explain how energy shifted. I could tell you what I felt immediately, but if you could enhance the explanation in any way that would help me, the group, anybody working in this capacity, that would be great. This was a very nice crystal. It has a name called Vogel, but I put the gold at the end of it, and the entire energy emitted from the point of the crystal softened and amplified, and felt as if the heart, loving, compassion area of self expanded comfortably. So that was my impression.
I would agree.
That's it.
And what would you be seeking in information in relation to them?
It's merely confirmation that that is what occurred. And,
yes.
And could they be used in any other way? That was really my personal experience. Is there a kind of generic quality which occurs when you apply the gold to a quartz crystal? It just felt so marvelous. I actually couldn't sleep the night I started handling them. It took 2 or 3 extra hours. It was energizing even. That's what I want to know. Were there generic properties too?
Yes.
Okay.
For in that, remember, the quartz is a conduit.
That's right.
The energy flows
through.
Through.
Yes.
And in that, when you incorporate the gold additionally, it, yes, enhances it.
Okay.
It will exaggerate.
That's exactly.
Whatever energy is being expressed
through it.
Yes.
So if it were a negative energy, it would also enhance that?
Yes.
Okay, because
it would exaggerate.
Okay, so it's an amplifier. So we're mindful of this when we use these materials and generate an intention to expand the heart or okay, great. Thank you so much. I had one other thing. Is that it? Good. I'm so happy to hear that. Thank you so much. And these were so pretty to look at. Their configuration of size, does that amplify? There's a lot of theoretical information about the number of sides on a quartz crystal carved into it, changing the properties of the crystal. Your opinion on, or your sharing information on that would be appreciated.
Not necessarily.
Okay, thank you.
I would express that it may change your attraction to it.
You're right. Okay.
And therefore, it may change your perception of it and therefore your willingness to engage it. But as to the qualities of it itself, no.
Perfect. Then I misread my session with you. I thought I needed a 2.5 centimeter crystal to use as a pendulum, and then I found this baby. I loaned it to Dan. He slept with it. He found some shifting in his back, but I thought, even I'm moving this thing around the way I want it to, so what am I doing here? If I want this to be a yes or a no in this pendulum, I just generate the movement in it. Thought, oh boy, what's going on here?
In What capacity? What are you curious?
Oh, I'm having fun with, let's say, asking about Apple computer trading, which I use my hand, which is very effective. Now I'll ask you, my ears, right and left, started performing itching. And as soon as they itched, it was, listen up, Sandra, something big is happening. And then there was a massive shift in this stock.
I would agree.
Okay, so that... So I just don't even need this implement, this crystal.
You could.
I was playing. It's fun.
You could.
It's a wonderful...
I would express that with a crystal of that size...
Yes.
I would suggest...
Yes.
That if you were to use it as a pendulum...
Yes.
That you would incorporate a much longer string.
Okie doke. And why is that? Because we need a distance away from me?
What I would express is that the pendulum would incorporate much more freedom of movement with a much longer string.
Right. Okay. Now this was very interesting. This was a little circular piece of lapis I got in the second hand. I have no idea who it belonged to or anything. It didn't matter. But this thing is friendly, like my friend. And I play with it, and it seems to be more effective for me than the giant quartz crystal. It just is very alive. And it's golden lapis on a piece of metal, which is sort of contradictory, but is there a resonance with
yes.
it for me?
Yes.
Because this I feel a love for, but not necessarily the quartz, like a little puppy.
This is interesting. I would be acknowledging of you, and right. I would be encouraging of you.
Okay.
This is what I recently have engaged a conversation with another individual
yes, yes.
about, that at times you may discover a stone that you actually do resonate
right.
with in a manner that you do feel it and you do
yes.
recognize quite strongly that connection
yes, yes.
with that particular stone. It does not occur generally. You can walk into a shop and you can hold hundreds of stones
right.
and you may not experience that.
Right.
It does not occur
right.
frequently,
right.
but it does occur.
Right.
Now, this is not to say that any of those hundred other stones do not possess the qualities of each stone. And that they cannot be used, they can, and very effectively. But occasionally, you will discover a stone that you genuinely resonate with and that you connect with strongly, and that will be different.
Just one final thing. Is it the metal with it that's also enhancing this stone, or is it...
Yes.
Okay, because it feels like the package...
Yes.
The package deal. Thank you so much, Elias.
You are very welcome.
And to all those beautiful essences.
And I anticipate our next meeting.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
In wondrous lovingness to you, my dear friend.
My dear, thank you.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, thank you.